The title of our message tonight is Following God's Plan. Amen. Everyone should know that we are living in the last days, right? And we should also know that in the last days, that God's word says there will be difficult times. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. And you know, we go through seasons in our lives, as the word that came forward tonight said. And some seasons are difficult to go through. Now, you know, I can remember when the season for me to have surgery on my shoulder, that was a little difficult for me, but I went through it. And as well as each and every one of us, we've gone through some things like that in our season. But we also saw it during the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember that? Yeah. People dying, riots, food shortage, no toilet paper, shelves in stores that were empty. I remember Pastor Randy coming back home and telling us, man, there's no milk. He said, there's no cocoa for you. There was empty, no cocoa for you. But anyway, and then everyone wearing masks and also people living in fear, so much fear. What do we do in difficult times? First of all, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. Fear opens the door to the devil. God already told us in his word, we just read it, that in the last days would be difficult. Let's go back to that verse again, 2 Timothy 3:1. And I'm going to break it up to show you what Paul meant. And Paul, in this verse, he said, Paul encourages Timothy. And you know, I want to tell you something. We are to be these encouragers to one another. God says in his word in Hebrews, he said, encourage one another, especially now the day of his return is drawing near. Are we encouraging each other in the body of Christ? Are we tearing each other apart? You know, we are stronger together. When we encourage one another, we can accomplish more. I want you to realize something. Just like Paul encouraged Timothy, I need you and you need me. I wish we could remember those things when our tongue wags too much and cuts people in half. And then he goes on to say, and rely on the written word of God. Two things. Timothy, pay attention to me. Understand this. Know this, Timothy. Be strong in your faith and rely on the written word of God. You know, tonight, God kept saying that over and over about his written, his word for us to stand on. Luke 18:8 says in the NLT, it says, but when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith? That's strong words, everybody. Who will be persistent, refusing to give up, steady and determined? Is faith in the people of God? Is there faith in the people of God? Is there faith in the church? We don't have to live in fear when we face difficult times. We need to examine ourselves to see if we are in faith. Have we left something slip in faith? Or do you ever ask this question, why haven't I had my prayers answered? We have to obtain a new level of faith, not decreasing, but increasing in faith. Have faith in God's promises, just like the Lord said tonight. His promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We have to have faith in those promises. And we have to search God's word. He told us again tonight. I was so excited when he said those things. Ask him to show you a scripture that covers when you have difficult situation or difficult time. And then stand on that promise. Romans 1:17 says, we go from faith to faith. From faith to faith. One level, another level. One degree or another degree. We always go from faith to faith. Moving forward from faith to faith. So that's telling me, let your faith rise up within you. Daniel had a vision of what the last days would be like. God told him that many evil and corrupt things would happen. Let's go to Daniel 11:32. And we're going to read it in the King James Version. It says, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now I'm going to break this down so you can understand it better. First of all, the Lord says in Daniel, he said, the people that know their God. Now, many of us here are born again. We are children of God. But have you really gotten acquainted with the Father? Have you really been acquainted? Do you know his character, his nature, his love? Do you know how much he cares for you? We get to know the Father through his word. And to know God is we need to fall in love with his word. Now he goes into saying, we shall be strong and do exploits. That word exploits is a daring act or bold deed. Bold or daring feat. F-E-A-T. And that means something done that shows great courage, skill, or strength, remarkable deeds. Now is the time for us to be bold and strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32 in the Amplified Bible. It says, the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. Daniel was telling us in the midst of whatever may come our way, we must stand firm. What are we going to stand firm on? We are going to stand firm, on God's word. It never fails us. Never will fail us. But you know, we can't stand firm on his word if we don't get into it and know what it says. We got to study. Like what came forth tonight, as he told us in tongues and interpretation and prophecy. He told us that. The Apostle Paul warns us about the last days. Let's go back to 2 Timothy. But we're going to go all the way, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Wow. That says it all. That's why we keep pushing and pressing on to tell people, you know, you got to be careful who you hang around with. You don't want them to influence you the way of what this says in His Word. We want to influence them in loving and caring the God kind of way. That's what we to do. And so many times people fall in that trap. He sets a trap. The devil sets a trap for us to fall into. And we say, oh, we'll go there. We'll be with our friends that are not even serving God, that don't even care for God. Or, you know, you think that it's okay. But is it okay with God? He said, stay away from people like that. Peter also gave us advice for the last days. 1 Peter 4:7 in the NLT Bible says, the end of the world is coming. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. That word earnest means serious and sincere, serious or determined. That's what we to do in our prayer life. This is the second way we can come to know God through prayer. Now let's look at it in the Message Bible. Everything in the world is about to wrap up. So take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Remember, we can't neglect our prayer life. We need to speak to the Lord. And you know what? We need to stay close to Him. We need that relationship with Him. We need that fellowship with Him. But you know what? Go and get more out of Him than you ever have before. Meaning, when you stay in His presence, in that secret place, the more God is going to be in your life. Fellowship. He wants your fellowship. He wants that relationship. He wants us to draw closer to Him so He could come closer to us. Now you remember, He does His part as well as we have to do our part. You go first. He said, you draw nigh to me, then I will come to you. Okay. Then we follow His plan. Whatever His plan may be for you, follow it in these last days. Be obedient to divine instructions. We need to fall in love with His Word. His divine instructions are in His Word. We need to be obedient to doing that. Then we pray in faith. Have absolute faith in God. As Pastor Randy had preached the other day, we don't pray scared prayers. We pray faith prayers. We pray the Word. That's the promise we get. That's what we have to do. Daniel told us that in the middle of these trying times, the people who know their God will do exploits. That says it all. We have an assignment. God's given us one. And if you don't know that assignment, search your heart. Search your heart tonight. Some of us have flowed right into what God said to do. Teachers, praise and worship worshipers, ushers, and so on and so forth. Leaders, certain places. And I praise God for you because you obeyed him. You listened to what he told you to do. And that's the place I want to be. And I hope you are too. God has things for each and every one of us to do. And he gives us the grace to do it in. You know, it was by faith, by being strong in faith, that these people in the Bible, Daniel, Timothy, and there's many more that did these exploits. God wants us to move forward in these last days. Stronger in him like never before, because he wants us to do mighty things for him. Exploits, remember? Mighty things, great things. If you're believing to do great things, you grab a hold of it tonight by faith. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had a plan, holy plans for you." Holy plans. Following God's plans, not your plans, but his plans for you. His plans are for you to have a personal relationship with him and accept him as your Lord and Savior. His plans are for good and not for disaster. His plans are to give you a future and a hope. His plans are to take care of us. Hope, that word hope, is an expectation of future good. How serious do you want to follow the plan of God? Do you seek him first before you make decisions, or you just make decisions? Do you seek him before buying a car, or you just buy a car? Do you seek him before you buy a house? Are you sure it's the right house you need? God knows our future, remember? He knows what we need and what we don't. Do you seek him before you change jobs? The other job, it may sound good, but it may not be not good for you. What does the future hold for you in this job? Is it really where God wants you? Do you seek him before you go to the doctor? Or do you just decide to go to the doctor? See, God knows the right doctor. God's not against doctors, you know. He gave us doctors. But is it the right one for you? Can he do what he needs to do to take good care of you? Do you seek him for your assignments, for what he has for you to do? Or do you just decide that someone else is more qualified than you are to do it? When we seek him and follow his plan, he'll make sure we won't get disappointed. It is his will. It is the will of God for you to excel, be great, and perform mighty things. You know, we have to raise our expectation a little higher. Are we expecting to do great exploits for God? Stir yourselves up. Stir that vision, that dream, that purpose, that assignment that God has given you. Let it stir up inside of you. God said to us in His Word that we will do great exploits. In Daniel, it says that the wicked will get more wicked in these last days. But Daniel also said, the righteous will shine like stars. He wants us to step out in strong faith and do great things with God and for God. He wants us moving forward, stronger than ever before, following His plan in these last days. Are we going to be following God? Are we going to just stand there? Praise the Lord. God is so good. And I just want you to know that if you think you can't do anything for the Lord and do great things for Him, great exploits, I can testify to what He told us. And He gave us that very same scripture before we even got into ministry. He gave me that scripture. I mean, I had a prophecy that was given to me. And that's what the Lord told us we were going to be doing, great exploits for Him. And I didn't know to the extent till I started studying what God meant by that. But I know this, He's done great things in us. He's brought us through many places in Him that I never dreamed that I could be. But I know that God is a God of His Word. And you know, I want you to really get this tonight, following His plan for your life, for your life. And He told us tonight, over and over He told us about His promises, and to stand in faith, to believe for it, believe for it. And I think that we're there, and God wants to use you people for sure. I know, because you're the hungry ones. The hungry ones. Jeremiah 29:13-14, and this is very good. It's in the Message Bible. It says, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want me it more than anything else, I will make sure you won't get disappointed. I like it too. Wow, what a word from God. What a promise. What a promise. But you know, we have to get serious about what He wants, not about what we want. This is not time to play church. It's time to be the church. We can't be cowards. We have to be champions. Praise the Lord.